Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our scripture lesson today comes from Paul's letter to Timothy, his first letter to Timothy, chapter 6, starting with verse 17. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
You pray with me. Loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts today be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is the fifth Sunday in our work together, working through Bishop Robert Snazy's work, Five Practices for Fruitful Living. And to remind you where we've been to radical hospitality, on to passionate worship, from there intentional faith development. Last week we talked about risk-taking mission and service. And today, the fifth practice of fruitful living, he calls extravagant generosity. Extravagant generosity. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, we're going to take extravagant generosity and we're going to take it for the next 4 weeks. We're turning extravagant generosity into the theme for our annual project and program for securing the resources needed to go on and fulfill the mission and ministry of Stonebridge United Methodist Church into 2012. This is the annual, some of you call it sustentation, some of you call it stewardship. What we're talking about is for the members of this congregation, we come together every year. We offer our pledges and estimates of giving for the church, to the church for the next year, so that we can plan our ministry and mission for the future. And so for the next 4 Sundays, under the umbrella of extravagant generosity, we're going to be talking about this particular area of our church life. Trey Smith, part of our finance committee, is taken on as the chair and the lead for this extravagant generosity project, and we are very grateful for him. He has taken it on with marvelous enthusiasm. We're already off to a marvelous and wonderful start. Some of you have already received correspondence related to that. Hopefully some of you have responded with your What I Love About the Church cards. Our spiritual prayer team leadership, made up of Vanessa Green and Amy George, have placed generosity trees in the hallways of the church. One is over here across from the office, and the other one's down by the bridge. And fruit is starting to bear on these generosity trees. That's where we're putting your little comments and notes about what you love and care about Stonebridge Church are placed on those trees. So go by and look and see what all many comments there are about your love for the children's program, your incredible appreciation for the children's music and children's choir, the incredible youth program that this congregation has, how you love your small group and your Bible study, and how this church has blessed you in certain times in your life with a compassionate care that it gives. It's the abundance of things about this congregation that is deeply, deeply appreciated. We're the fruits of the generosity of this congregation on those trees. So we are talking about extravagant generosity. Bishop Snazy loves those adjectives. Extravagant generosity. But to start us off, we need to realize that extravagant generosity is a product. It is a result. It is a manifestation of something else. You don't just get there automatically. Extravagant generosity, first of all, comes from the extravagant love of God. Out of that extravagant love of God comes God's extravagant generosity, of which, when we have received it and felt it and known it in the core of our being, then extravagant generosity comes out of ourselves. God's extravagant generosity. I don't know about you, but I experienced it the moment I walked outside today. There was a Christmas in the fall air today. The beauty of the morning, of this particular time of year, when you just breathe it in and you just feel the generous spirit of the whole universe. Some of us feel it other places in God's creation when we see the incredible vistas of the mountains or the incredible expanse of the oceans, or we view spectacular vistas of God's beauty in the monarch butterfly, or in the rare occasion when a blue jay and a cardinal reside together on the bird feeder. That's rare. There are moments, you recall them for yourselves, of this, of God's extravagant. You've also experienced God's extravagant generosity in the incredible, intimate, and personal experience you have had with another human being in your life. It could be a loved one, a family member, and it could very well have been a stranger. Somehow or another, in that particular time in your life, somehow, some way, you received an incredible, generous experience from someone else. Extravagant love of God bears the extravagant generosity of God that God unfolds to those who acknowledge and receive it, and when they do, something happens. The extravagant love of God for us in the atoning love of Jesus Christ, when that is acknowledged and received and taken to heart, something happens. We are changed to the core. A person of extravagant generosity has been predisposed in their entire being, transformed by the Holy Spirit through the atoning grace of Jesus Christ. Not just in the head, something that you believe in your head, but it's head and heart and soul and body. It is your very being. And out of that flows living water of God's extravagant grace. Timothy, in 1 Timothy, our scripture for the day, Paul is talking to Timothy, his young protege, who he has left in charge with this church. Paul is now quite elderly at this point, and he is letting go and letting Timothy take the reins of this church. And so he's saying in this, giving commentary to Timothy, "As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of good foundations for the future, so that they may take hold of life that is really life." Take hold of life that is really life. When I first read that, there was a song that came to mind. It's a George Strait song. Do you know it? There's a difference between living and living well. It's about the difference between living a life and living out a lifestyle. There is a difference. More than once, since coming to be the pastor of this church, out in the community, when conversations come around, what do? And I say, I have the privilege of being the pastor at Stonebridge United Methodist Church. More than once, I have heard this back to me. Oh, the country club church. I don't know if you've heard it. Now, my first reaction is an internal, ooh. It's because I know what they mean. My response is, well, country club people need Jesus too. But the truth is, I haven't been there that long, but I know enough. And I know that there's an incredible amount of generosity in this place. And yes, it ain't going to be long soon. I'm going to say, I'm the pastor at Stonebridge United Methodist Church, and people are going to say, oh, the generous church. The church known for what it does in the community and how it has done incredible things with people who, for people who are homeless, for people who are hungry, for people who are in need of shelter, for people who are in need of mentoring and tutoring in our families, for all kinds of things that this community does, this fellowship does, the generous church. This church that knows from the core of its being, the totality of who it is, it's been transformed by the Holy Spirit, by the atoning love of Jesus Christ in mind and heart and soul and body. A generous place. Last night I did a wedding. This was a wedding that was already pre-planned before I got here, so I went back to my former congregation to do this wedding. It was a beautiful event. The bride was lovely and gracious. The groom was nervous as can be. He was kept before the ceremony, kept coming. Now, what am I supposed to say? Let's go over the vows again. What am I supposed to do? Let me read them again so I know for sure. We got through it. The bride was beautiful, and he rose to the occasion, and we got through it well. Now, when I counsel couples related to their marriage, one of the times when we gather together is we actually go through the service and we plan in detail what we're going to do at the service. And one of the things I always ask is, do you have a scripture you would like read at your wedding? That's part of the service. Have you thought about it? Now, most of the time, they have not thought about it. Many times they just said, you pick it. So, okay, I'll pick it. Sometimes they'll say, 1 Corinthians 13. That's a good one. It works. This particular couple, though, when I said, do you have a scripture you would like read at your... They said, yes, we do. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Really? Now, that's not a passage you normally hear at a wedding. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Okay, very good. This is it. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Now that's a beautiful scripture for a wedding. As long as true love is real and in this place, God is present. And when love is manifested in this place, true love, and God is manifested in that home, then love continues to grow and blossom and bear fruit and become perfected. Now that's a beautiful scripture for this congregation. When this place abounds in the love of God, love is here. God lives in this place. Extravagant love from God, extravagant generosity from God. When we accept it, believe it, and understand it, and comprehend it, and feel it to the core, we are transformed by the Holy Spirit, by the atoning grace of Jesus Christ, mind, heart, soul, and body. And out of that comes a very generous church. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles, as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.